Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga Podcasts. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is a 60-minute Feldenkrais awareness through movement lesson. This is the intro class to my upcoming Feldenkrais series, Unraveling Body Anxiety. It's an example of a more traditional Feldenkrais lesson. If you are newer to the Feldenkrais method, I suggest you check the link in my show notes to guidelines for practicing awareness through movement. Please approach this class with ease. It is different than yoga, where you may arrive in an asana and stay there, and you're looking for the stretch. You're looking for a moment of resistance that you can feel the stretch. So instead, we're doing small movements. You'll repeat the direction slowly, shifting your body and then releasing the movement and never pushing. And I'll talk through these ideas throughout the lesson. So if you like this class or are curious about this class, I'll be teaching a new 8-week series where we will be exploring this subject of anxiety and how it manifests in our bodies. We will get into the lesson shortly, but first I want to say just a bit more about this very rich subject matter of anxiety, which I think we can all relate to in one way or another. So ever since I began studying yoga and other somatic practices, including Feldenkrais, I was really drawn to how I felt after a class or a lesson. After I take a class or do a class, I feel very different emotionally. I feel calmer, more present. I feel like I can be with myself and others in a different way. And so I've been curious, what is this release I feel? How is it that I feel less anxious? So we will be bringing attention to this idea of unwinding or unraveling, which is in a way a not doing or a not efforting. And so in this class and this series I'll be teaching, we're going to focus not on fixing something, but rather how we can play, how we can expand our choices, how we can find more potential for ease and pleasure. And so we will do that through this explorative process and through curiosity. In today's lesson and the other lessons in the series, we'll be looking at specific patterns of movement that will be supportive to this unwinding of the body pattern of anxiety. And Feldenkrais wrote often in his books about this pattern of anxiety that is rooted in our basic fear of falling. So if you were to fall out of a tree, most everyone would curl up, coil inward, and you would protect your vital organs, the soft tissues in the front. Another example would be if a baby fell a very short distance and was sort of caught off guard, it would kind of curl inward to protect itself. When we are afraid, there's this similar pattern of curling inwards. Fight, flight, or freeze, all of these have a certain tone or tension to them, and they all have moments of protecting the front of the body, where the vital organs are, where we may feel vulnerable. So there are some elements of these patterns of anxiety that are really similar to all of us, that we all express, and yet there are unique expressions of how we each manifest this pattern. You may hold your abdomen, or maybe you tighten your jaw, or maybe you feel the tension in your neck and shoulders. So we individually have a way of holding. It's unique, and yet there are some responses that are very universal. So, for example, if there's going to be a moment of fright, there's probably going to be a holding of the breath, and there's going to be this protection of the center of ourselves. So we'll play with this. We'll really get to know it, know what our own unique patterns are, and then see if we can unravel it a bit. And the encouragement is to really follow this thread of curiosity and of where you feel pleasure. If anything is uncomfortable, do less. And everything that I offer will be an invitation to check in, to ask yourself, oh, is this really interesting to me? Or am I curious to try that? And if you feel any amount of resistance or any feeling of holding your breath or thoughts of, I don't actually want to do that, then please ignore what I am inviting. So let's get into the lesson, and we will get onto the floor, but let's begin in standing. And if you have your mat, your kind of cushy place, if you can step off of it and stand on the hardwood floor for this initial moment of standing, And just in standing, you can turn yourself away from the screen. Just notice what stands out to you. Notice what you are aware of now without having to fix anything or judge or evaluate. Just being curious of what's here in terms of sensation in this moment. Your awareness of your environment. And let the eyes go where they would like to go. So if you just let your eyes move where they want to go, not telling them to do anything in particular, but just letting your eyes land or move wherever they want to, they might land somewhere and stay there. And see what they would like to see. You know, what catches your eyes? And can you sense what direction your eyes want to go? You know, is it more forward and down? Is it off to one side? Noticing the easy path for your eyes. Good. And then bring attention to your bodily experience, your breathing. And just see if your body, does your body have any impulse to move right now? You know, maybe you're very happy just standing. Or would you rather move a little bit? What would your body do if you just followed a thread of curiosity? And maybe it's moving towards a place that's more comfortable. Yeah. Great. I see a lot of people following different impulses. Okay, so now come to the ground and lie on your back. And you can lie with your legs long if that's comfortable. If it's more comfortable for you to have your knees bent and your feet standing, please do that. And take a moment to sense what it's like to be lying on the floor. And let's actually start with our eyes open. And with your eyes open, let your eyes go where they would like to go here. Notice what you notice, you know, maybe something on your ceiling. Notice if the eyes are looking straight towards the ceiling or a little to one side or the other. And giving the eyes permission not to do anything for a moment, but to just let the curiosity of the eyes land on, it could be a color or a texture or quality of light that they are drawn to. And when you do that, does your head stay still or does your head roll a little bit, move in the direction that your eyes may want to go? So I'll be asking questions throughout the lesson. And these questions are just for you to kind of expand your options and get curious about. Great. So now roll your head a little from one side to the other, very slowly, just what feels good, feels easy, almost as a way to sense how free right now is your head to roll. And when you do that, you might notice differences from one side to the other. Yeah, so we're very curious about effort in this method of how we can move with a more minimal amount of effort. So all the instructions we'll be playing with are within this range of movement where there's hardly any effort, at least in today's lesson. And as soon as you feel the feeling of effort, then you can pause and see if you could
still do the movement, but do less. And it's not that we shouldn't ever effort. We need to be able to effort with our body. But in this particular process, we are playing with less. Okay, pause that rolling of the head and sense your contact with the floor. Sense the pattern or the pressure of where you meet the floor. What are the places where you actually touch the floor and the places where you don't? Notice the way your two shoulders are lying, the shoulder blades. See if you can notice any differences, if one lies more flat or maybe one is lifted a little higher towards your ear. One feels more comfortable. And then notice the two sides of your back, the right side of your spine, the tissues on the right side of your spine, the right side of your ribs, the lower back on the right side, and compare that to the left. And if you feel differences, great. Like, that's something that we're very curious about being able to sense. It's not a judgment or a needing to get back to symmetry, but just noticing what you can sense right now. And feel the two sides of your pelvis, comparing the two sides of the pelvis. Can you sense any differences there? Good. Okay. And then check in with the emotional dimension, just where you're at right now, your feeling state. Maybe there's a word or an overall sensation that you can be noticing. Great. Bend your knees and stand your feet so that your feet are about hips distance. And you're looking for a place where you can stand your feet where your leg muscles don't have to work very hard. And begin to do a small movement of tilting your pelvis so that you tuck your tail a little bit away from the floor. So your pelvis will stay in contact with the floor, but you tilt your pelvis so that your lower back comes a little bit in the direction of the floor, and then let that go. And do this several times. So tilting the pelvis, peeling your tailbone just a little bit away from the floor, and then letting that go. And as you repeat this, you do the action and then you let it go. See if you can spread your attention and notice what other parts of yourself get involved in this tilting of your pelvis. So what happens to your belly, your abdomen? How does the movement travel through you? How does the movement travel through your spine? And as you let go of the movement, what lets go? So we're going to really turn our attention in this lesson today to the release or the letting go of the movement. So there's the action of tilting the pelvis, lifting your tailbone a little bit so that your lower back comes towards the floor. And then as you let go of the movement, the lower back will come a little less into contact with the floor. And you can pause, you can take a moment to pause before you do the movement again. And so do it a few times and notice as you make the movement with your pelvis and as you spread your attention throughout your body, does the movement of your pelvis reach your head and neck, or does it stop before it gets there. Just bringing a little curiosity to that. Where does the movement of the pelvis stop? And if the movement of the pelvis doesn't reach your head and your neck, what happens to your head and your neck? What can you sense in your head and your neck? And are you coordinating your breath in any way? Okay, let that rest. Keep your feet standing. And so a little bit about rest. At any time during the lesson, if you want to rest, you can rest. You could rest on your side. If you feel like lying on your back is a little bit much for you, if we're on our back for a while. So change positions if you need to. Okay, so with the feet still standing, bring your attention to your shoulders. And you choose one shoulder, and you'll take that shoulder and just lift it a little bit away from the floor. And when I say a little bit, I mean like the very tiny beginning of unweighting your shoulder away from the floor. And just notice which shoulder you've chosen to lift, and we'll stay with that shoulder for a bit. Yeah, so the direction of lifting is towards the ceiling, not so much in the direction of your ear. And it's small enough that you don't need to lift the elbow of that arm. It's just like the beginning of unweighting the shoulder. And then return the shoulder and notice what happens. That pattern, the expression of lifting the shoulder and then letting it go. And letting it go and perhaps pausing at the end of the release or the letting go and feeling how that shoulder meets the floor before you begin again. Yeah, and as you're doing this very gentle lift of the shoulder, what happens to your ribs? Is anything happening with the head or the neck? I'm just looking for a very light quality. And then during the return back to the floor, what lets go? What actually releases in your shoulder so that you can bring the shoulder to the floor? Yeah, and when you lift the shoulder, where do you increase in pressure on the back of you? So see if there's something you can notice, like maybe you increase the pressure somewhere in your mid-back or a few ribs when you lift the shoulder. Great, okay, let that shoulder go. And now begin to do the same thing with your second shoulder. And notice right away that this was your second choice. And so you lift the shoulder gently, unweight it, and then bring it back to the floor. Is this shoulder more difficult to lift, heavier, lighter? And still just seeing if you can lift it the smallest amount. And using that tiny movement as an invitation to just sense, how do you do this movement? And then when you let go, what lets go? Do you effort in the shoulder as well as other places. So to lift the shoulder a little bit, can you spread your attention and feel, you know, is there something happening through your neck or jaw, your abdomen? And when you lift the shoulder, what part of you goes back towards the floor, goes deeper into the floor? Good. And now compare. Lift one shoulder a little bit, notice what that's like, let it return, and then lift your other shoulder. And just slowly alternate and see if you can feel what's different for you about your two shoulders. And this practice of sensing differences, it's really a practice. The more you do it, I think the easier it is to feel the differences. But this sensing of differences wakes up our brain. Yeah, and you don't need to figure it out, but you might just feel like, oh, huh, that shoulder does feel a little different than this. I can't quite pinpoint why. Yeah, and as you alternate one shoulder lifts and then the other shoulder, does your head move at all? Is there any kind of response in your chest, your head? Okay, let that go and let your legs lengthen. All right, so now you're going to imagine that like a big, one of those big exercise balls or even a medicine ball was coming down from the ceiling and going to land somewhere on you. And you would want to protect yourself. You would want to do something, get out of the way, or do something to protect yourself from it falling on you. So notice what's the first thing that happens when you begin to initiate this protection from the ball coming down from the ceiling. Yeah, so you can see, you can notice what you would do, and then let it go. And so do it a few times and see if you can just do the very beginning of whatever you would do. So if it was something you would do with your hands, maybe you do even less. If you're rolling, thinking of your initial movement would be to roll to the side, just do the very beginning. If you do something with your legs, yeah, what's the very first moment of that expression for you? Noticing what's there right away. What do you do in your abdomen? What do you do with your breathing? With your hands, your legs? Yeah, and then watch the return, really watch the release of it, let it go, take a moment before you just, one more time, just feel what's that very initial engagement. Okay, pause. So we need these protective patterns. They're really supportive, essential for our survival, right? We want to be able to move towards that protective pattern when we need to, but then also to be able to move out of them so that the pattern is reversible. Okay, so bend your knees again, stand your feet. And now let's play with connecting the movement of your pelvis and the movement of your shoulders. So you choose which shoulder. And tilt the pelvis at the same time that you lift that shoulder. So you take your tailbone a little bit away from the floor, your lower back towards the floor as you lift that one shoulder. And then slowly, in a kind of graduated way, let go of the action of the shoulder and the pelvis. So you lift the tail and this one shoulder that you've chosen simultaneously, and then you let it go. Yeah, repeating that a few times and feeling what happens in your belly as you do that. And there will be some kind of asymmetry in your torso. See if you can sense that. Can you sense that something different happens in your ribs on the two sides? As you lift this one shoulder and tilt your pelvis. And then you let go of the work and you come back to neutral. Good. Do this a few more times and sense if you can initiate the movement more from the center of yourself. So you could push back into the floor somewhere, the ribs behind the spine. And this pressing backwards in the middle of you would kind of gather your pelvis and your shoulder into this pattern. And then, of course, you let it go. See if you can fully let it go before you begin again. Great. Okay, let that rest. Take your legs long. And I encourage you to rest before I cue a rest. So a lot of this method is also just about learning self-regulation. So as you're here, notice your breathing. What parts of your ribs feel like there's space for you to breathe? Does your belly, your abdomen move at all with your breath? Okay, bend your knees and stand your feet again. So now coming to your second shoulder, so tilt your pelvis and lift the second shoulder simultaneously and just notice this slightly asymmetric shape. And then you release that and let it go. Noticing what happens to your ribs on the two sides. What happens to your head and your eyes as you do this movement? That's right. So you're tilting the pelvis to lift the tail just a little bit and simultaneously lifting your shoulder and then letting that all release. So you start to feel this pattern of curling inward or kind of folding inward. And when you do that, what part of you pushes deeper into the floor? What part of your back or your ribs can you sense put a little bit more pressure into the floor? And can you initiate from there? So begin by pressing down into the floor somewhere and just let that gather and lift the shoulder and tilt the pelvis. And when you do it that way, does it help you sense how the shoulder and the pelvis are more than just the shoulder and the pelvis? Great. And when you do this movement, do you do it on your inhale or on your exhale? Yeah, just see what's happening with your breath. Great. And now alternate shoulders. Do it with one shoulder. So the pelvis and one shoulder lift and let it release. And then you do it with the other shoulder, moving back and forth. Each time you lift a shoulder, you tilt the pelvis. And just see if you can feel a preference that one of these feels more like home to you. Does one feel more clear to you and the other one less clear? Good. Okay, let that rest. Take your legs long, or you could rest on your side if you like. And as you rest, could you open your eyes? Just if you've been working with your eyes closed a lot, you might play a little bit with opening the eyes. And just allowing some time for your eyes to kind of space out on something that you see in your environment. So you include the room you are in. And when your eyes are open, can you have this kind of dual awareness? So you are taking in the environment around you, the space of your room, and also able to sense the floor, your breathing. Okay, if you're on your side, return to your back and bend your knees again. Stand your feet. And now do the same tilting of your pelvis. So you lift your tailbone a little bit away from the floor and the lower back will come towards the earth. And as you do that, lift both shoulders and notice how your chest moves. So tilting the pelvis and lifting both shoulders and then letting it all release. Repeating that a few times slowly. And getting very curious about what you notice on the return, the letting go, and then the settling. That's right. Notice how your chest moves when you lift the shoulders. What happens to your abdomen. Yeah, and so when you lift both shoulders, what's happening with your head and your neck? Would you say that your chin moves a little bit towards your chest or away from your chest when you take both shoulders away from the floor? Yeah, can you let your mouth be open just a little bit so that your jaw is more in the direction of being free? Yeah, and as you lift your shoulders, see if you can sense the chin moving a little bit away from the chest. So that as you lift the shoulders, you increase the curve of the back of your neck. See if that feels possible for you. Yeah, just gently, and then notice the letting go, the return. Good. Okay, pause that for a moment. You can keep your feet standing and bring your hands to your sternum. So your sternum is that bone in the front of the chest where your ribs connect. And many of you work with the touch on the sternum in previous lessons. So you can sort of sense the length of it, the base of your throat, there's a little notch there, and then you can find that bone right below that and just kind of walk your finger pads of one hand down, all the way down until there's the little notch right where your kind of diaphragm area is, and it's soft tissue. So it's a pretty long bone. And take the pads of both fingers to the sternum, and then walk your fingers out just a little bit so you can feel some ribs. Just, interesting. What's that? You know, can you sense where a rib is? Yeah, so the sternum is in the front and our ribs connect to it and they wrap around to connect to the spine behind. So just find a place where you can have your finger pads resting. And to start with, the hands are really just going to go for a ride. So can you go back to the same movement of tilting the pelvis and lifting both shoulders? And as you do that, sense the direction of your sternum. So let your hands get to go for a ride on your sternum. Yeah, and you're kind of looking for a place where your arms can be relaxed, your elbows can be supported by the floor, hopefully. That's right. So you're sensing the direction of the sternum, and then with your finger pads, direct the sternum a little bit in the direction that it already wants to go. So you make this movement with your pelvis and you lift your shoulders and just direct your sternum in that direction that it prefers. So we're going with the pattern rather than opposing it. But then can you feel, as soon as you let go of the pattern, you let go of the movement and you return, something more might be able to let go. This unwinding back to neutral and perhaps a letting go somewhere else. In your abdomen, your jaw. Yeah, and you're welcome to play a little bit with where exactly your fingers are on your sternum, a little higher up or lower down. So there's a little folding of the chest, a softening of your chest as you lift your shoulders a bit. Great, okay, let that go. Take your arms down and rest. And again, if it's more comfortable for you to rest on your side, you can go ahead and roll to one side and take a pause from being on your back. And if you're interested, you can rest with your eyes open and just notice what you see. Notice what you see when you're on your side or if you're on your back. Great. Okay, come back onto your back if you are on your side. Have your knees bent and your feet standing. And now bring your hands, your fingertips, to the base of your skull. So you can feel this place where your neck and your head meet, a little bony ridge. So you can let your fingers be kind of soft and let them just slide around so you can feel some bone there at the base of the skull. And then move your fingers a little bit inward until you feel one of the pointy spinous processes of one of your vertebrae on your neck, right? So you're just getting a sense of, oh yeah, there's a vertebrae there, and then there's another one below it. And can you bring your finger pads to either side of that more bony part that you feel? And then just a little bit with your fingers, press a little bit forward. So you increase the arch of your neck slowly, and then you let that go. So you're with your finger pads, you're pushing a little bit, very gently on the back of your neck, in the direction of the ceiling, being super gentle here. And then you let it go. And just, you can feel along different parts of your neck where that movement forward would feel possible and easy. Just encouraging this movement of arching your neck a little bit. So when you gently push the back of the neck forward, the chin will move a little bit away from the chest. Yeah, and your jaw can be light and easy. Your mouth can be a little open. Great. And continue to play with this. And include the movement of your pelvis. So take your lower back a little towards the floor as you arch the neck. Just encouraging that arching of the neck, tilting the pelvis with it, and then, of course, letting it go. Notice the release. Yeah, good. And when you arch the neck just a little bit more with the support of your hands, notice where you look with your eyes. Great. Okay, let that go and just pause. You can take your arms down. So now we're going to put all these pieces together. So you can have your hands wherever you'd like. The arms could be just down alongside the body. If you like that, hands on the sternum, helping to move your chest, or you could even have your hands behind your neck. And let your mouth be just a little open. And now play with tilting your pelvis, letting your sternum come down and arching your neck all together. And then let that go, let go all those actions and return. So repeating this, but again, taking a moment of repose, of pause after each time you do the movement. So you lift the tailbone a little bit, arch the neck, and the two shoulders can lift a little bit away from the floor, and kind of depends on where your arms are, how much you can get that shoulder action involved. So can you feel this kind of coiling or curling in towards your center? And then a letting go. Great. Can you do the movement on an exhalation? So let the air come in however it does, and then as your air moves out, tilt your pelvis, lift your shoulders, arch your neck a little bit backwards. And when you inhale, you let it all release, let the belly be soft. Good. And then can you play with lifting one shoulder? So you tilt the pelvis and you lift one shoulder. You might want to bring your arms down if your hands are behind the neck. And notice how lifting one shoulder will change the shaping of your neck and your chest. So notice the asymmetry that happens in your head. And then you can lift the other shoulder as you tilt the pelvis. And arch the neck a little bit, feeling the difference. Great. Noticing if your head is involved in a different kind of way. Yeah, okay, let's explore that a little bit more. So pause, take your arms to your side, and notice your breathing. See if you can sense any movement in your lower belly. turn your head to one side. And it's not so much like how far can you turn your head, but you're biasing your head to one side, and you can notice what you see there, what you see in your room. And with your head to this side, play with the movement of tilting your pelvis and lifting your shoulders. And notice what happens when your head is turned like this, what happens to your chin in relation to your chest. Does having your head turned influence the shaping in the rest of yourself as you fold in the front and then as you let go? Good. Turn your head to the other side and feel what it's like on this side. So tilting the pelvis and lifting the shoulders. And feeling, how does having your head turned affect where you press more into the floor? Now, what part of you presses deeper? Which shoulder is easier to lift when you have your head turned this way? Okay, let that go. Take a rest. Great. Okay, return to your back. If you're on your side, bend your knees. And now lift your right shoulder, just your right shoulder, and notice what it's like to lift the shoulder now. So you lift the shoulder, it's just a simple unweighting of the shoulder and then bringing it back. And roll your head to the right as you lift the right shoulder, and then gently return the head as you return the shoulder. Do this a few times, lifting right shoulder, rolling head to the right. And notice this new organization of folding in your ribs, folding in the front, softening in the front. Good. Continue to lift the right shoulder, but roll your head away from the right shoulder. Roll your head to the left as the right shoulder lifts. And just feeling this as a possibility. Your mouth can be a little open, so you can also just sense your jaw is easy as you roll your head. Good. Go back to rolling your head to the right as you lift the right shoulder. So it's almost like you bring the shoulder and the chin towards one another and then you let it all go. Great. Okay, pause and sense your two shoulders. Sense how they meet the floor. The right side of your upper back compared to the left. Great. And now begin to lift your left shoulder and start by rolling your head away from the left shoulder. Lift your left shoulder, roll your head to the right. And then as your left shoulder comes down, your head comes to the middle, pause. Begin again. So no big efforting here. We are improving the coordination of all the possibilities so that you have more choices. You're you're free to choose these options more spontaneously. Good. And now keep lifting the left shoulder, but roll your head to the left. And get very curious, attention to the letting go. Great. Now just begin to lift one shoulder and then the other, alternating, and let your head roll or be rolled in whatever combination feels good to you. So can this little lifting of the shoulders initiate some kind of movement of your head? And the movement of the shoulders can be quite small still. Yeah, noticing if you are enjoying rolling your head away from the shoulder that's lifting or towards the shoulder that's lifting, if one combination feels better for you. And you could even try doing this just a little bit quicker. A lift and a lower, alternating the shoulders lightly and quickly. Easy breathing. Yeah, and your pelvis might start to get involved. If you would like to bring in the movement of the pelvis that we've been playing with, you can. And just kind of take a moment to play here with how you're using the floor. Very little effort in lifting the shoulders. The freedom of your head to roll. Great. Okay, let that all rest. Rest in whatever position you like to. Let the legs lengthen. And if you're on your back, you can notice how the two shoulders meet the floor. Notice your breathing. Okay, come back onto your back and bend your knees and stand your feet. You can just have your arms alongside your body. And now you'll do a movement with both feet. You will lift the toes and the balls of the feet so you flex the ankles and then let that go. And you can even let it go kind of quickly, like a little drop of the feet to the floor. And so repeat that a couple times, flex at the ankles, lift the toes and the balls of the feet and let it drop. And just that, start to feel if you can notice that movement travel through you. And as you flex the ankles, can you let the pelvis tilt? Think of lifting the tail a little bit, arching the neck, and then let it go. And so if you're not feeling that movement of the feet travel through you, you can exaggerate it a little bit, encourage it, so that again, as you flex your feet, the pelvis tilts a little bit, the neck arches and your jaw can be open. You can even look a little bit upwards in the direction of your eyebrows, and then the feet drop down and you let it all go. And just feel how your whole self responds to this movement of the feet, the tilting of the pelvis. Yeah, and you might even feel like when you drop the feet and let everything go, like there's a little reverb, a little bounce back. Yeah, Yeah, try it a little bit quicker. Lift and lower, lift and lower. Allowing it to start to become a kind of rocking sensation through you. And just seeing if you feel a more clear pathway through yourself than you did at the beginning. Good. Once you find that rocking, you can keep the rocking going without the need to flex the ankles. So you can just keep the soles of the feet on the floor and push a little bit through the soles of the feet to help tilt the pelvis. Let the rest of the body, the spine, the neck respond, and then you let it go. So it's a little push and release through the feet. And just keep this going. Lightly, quickly. Yeah, seeing if the head can move, that neck can find that gentle arch without any sense of effort through the back of the neck or the jaw. So there's just a little push of the soles of the feet into the floor. You can almost think like you're pushing the floor away from your head, and then you let it go. Press and release. A little. Yeah. And could you keep the rocking going? You can always make it lighter. And see if you can let your head be free enough to slowly roll as you continue the rocking. So there may be many, many rocks for each time you roll your head to one side. And then you slowly roll the head back to the middle, many, many rocks. Roll the head to the other side, feeling the jaw free. Yeah, great. Good. You're still breathing. The belly is free to move. Good. Let that all rest. So take your legs long. And notice how you meet the floor. Notice your breathing. And if you imagine that ball falling from the ceiling, coming towards you, what's the pattern that's right there for you? So imagine that ball and just feel the very beginning of what you would do. Is it the same? Is it different? Does it start somewhere else? Do you have a new option? Do you have a few options for what you could do? And so you feel what that response would be, and then you let it go. You feel what that response would be, and you get very curious. You really get to know, like, where the tension is, where you initiate. And then let it go. Okay, let that rest and roll to your side when you're ready. Come up to sit. Good, and you can make your way up to stand. So not in any kind of quick way, just come on up to standing. And just notice in standing what you see if you let your eyes go where they would like to go now. Are you seeing different things or different directions? What is it like to be standing, to be upright? see what you're noticing. You could, again, follow your impulse, let your body decide what you'd like to do right now. Yeah, you might shift your weight, you might feel like walking. Yeah, sensing your abdomen and how much freedom you have in your belly to breathe. Great. Okay, so that's the end of the lesson. If you enjoyed this lesson, please consider leaving a review wherever you listen to your podcasts or make a donation. You can find the link to support the show in the show notes. And if you're curious about more lessons like this, you can check out the Unraveling Body Anxiety series. You can also find info about that in the show notes.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.